Ballet Arizona takes to the outdoors for its next show, an original production choreographed by its artistic director, Ebe Anderson, called Eroica. The setting is a special one, the Desert Botanical Garden. Anderson has taken performances to the DBG in the past, but this one may turn out to be the best fit. The production debuts tomorrow night, and I caught up with Anderson at the garden earlier to learn more about it. I started our conversation by asking him why he embraced the locale so much for a series of shows.
Well, it's a magical setting. I mean, in reality, it's a parking lot. But once it gets dark and you have the Papago Buttes in the background, it's magic. Like it is in Arizona this time of year. Warm and the smell and, you know.
But when you create, where do you create? You're not creating here. Do you create inside, outside? What do you like to do?
No, we do it in the studio. Fortunately, we have a studio that is exactly the size of the stage that it's going to be this year, which is different from previous years. It's more like a square size. It's like 60 by 50 something, I believe. This one poured out of me. I didn't almost have to think. I just did. Honestly, I think it's the best one that I've done off of these three. Maybe I'm getting so old now that, you know, I trust my instincts. I don't really, you know, second guess. I just do.
So when it pours out, and it's pouring out in the right way, how do you know it's pouring out in the right way?
You trust I mean, of course, you know the music and you've thought about what it is you're going to do to a degree. But I mean, when you are in the studio with all these dancers looking at you, waiting for you to spit something out, you have to spit something out. You know, there's no, you know, muse. It's just hard work. And then you have to trust. But this one, I mean, I think the music, it just literally poured out of me. I mean, I don't think I've ever choreographed that fast.
Complex thematically as well. What are the themes?
It's definitely inspired by the times we're living in. There's a parallel. I mean, this was done, you know, in a way to honor Napoleon after the French Revolution. And I think Beethoven, when he found out what Napoleon was, he changed his mind and you know, ended up. But I mean, there's definitely parallels with the craziness we are exposed to every day. It affects your environment. I mean, it affects definitely me. And I don't know if you're really going to see it, but there are, I have put things in there that can be interpreted in many ways, hopefully in a good outcome. You know, I mean, that music, Beethoven, was a, you know, turning point, I think, in music, in the sense that it was longer. He touched on themes that hasn't maybe been touched so specifically before. I mean, the second movement is a funeral march, which is sort of like the heart of the ballet, I would say. And then it ends with, you know, like only Beethoven can do, you know, like in a belief in human nature in a good way. The first two movements are, you know, putting big question marks about what it means to be human. Very parallel to what's going on now. But it's still, you know, it still is abstract, you can say. I mean, but it's I've definitely put that in there.
Are there aspects that aren't abstract, that a non-dancer could see that the themes are coming
No,
out?
You can see. I mean, you don't need to have much imagination. First of all, I mean, the music is so emotional that it's hard to escape it. Depending what baggage you come with, you know, I mean, it's will be up to you. I think it also will be the most spectacular in the sense of lighting wise. We have almost twice as much lighting this time as before. We have a little bit of scenery, which is just columns of various height in the background that sort of, you can say it's a forest, it's maybe cactuses or, I mean, of course, I haven't seen any of how that will look, but my senses that it's we're going to use the desert in a much more, in a different way, maybe more abstract, not so much about nature necessarily, but it's big out here.
I've asked you this before about the inspiration that light is for you, the desert is for you. Is that getting more so? Has that stayed steady too? But as you're doing more performances in the desert setting, how has that affected your thinking?
I don't know. The blue sky is getting more and more crazy, I would say, in terms of me liking it. It's not getting less, for sure not. The intensity, I mean, I guess I'm a pretty intense person, and it somehow goes with my personality. And then I like sun, actually. Okay. The heat, maybe, but it's, you know, what is it, 6-7 weeks that is intolerable. And I try to get away as much as I can those weeks, so it works.
Well, your origins are in a colder climate than this.
Yeah, I'm from, you know, where the sun doesn't shine much.
Are you able to enjoy your success, or because you're always so driven?
I don't really see it as success. I just see, you know, what's next. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, keeping it interesting for me. If it turned out to be work, I would be done. It can't be work. It has to be play.
Has this community caught up to you yet in terms of what you want to do? Because there's always been criticism that people aren't quite ready for some of the things. Are you bringing other creative people around?
Yeah, well, I mean, I kind of try to ignore to a degree where I live. I mean, because if you can, you know, it is, I do what I do and I do it to the best I can. If people see it or appreciate it, some will not, you know. I mean, this is not the most cultural place you could be in, but it should be. I think the surroundings are inspiring. But people come maybe here from other places to sort of retire, and then I don't know. I don't think about it. If I thought about it, I probably wouldn't be here.
Ebe Anderson is artistic director for Ballet Arizona. Its newest show, Eroica, begins performances tomorrow night at the Desert Botanical Garden, which is where we recorded our interview.